You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Yeah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to this hour of prayer. Welcome to this time where we are drawing close, drawing near to God as He draws near to us. Hallelujah. This is our time of seeking His face, seeking His will, presenting ourselves unto Him a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service, our time where we are saying, God, not my will, but thine will be done. Hallelujah. Help us to get into a posture of living like Jesus. Lord, not my will, but thine will be done. Hallelujah. And so I just welcome you to this place. Listen, God calls you blessed. For somebody, God calls you healed. God calls you whole. God calls you well. Let us just humble ourselves, quiet our hearts, quiet our minds in this moment as we seek His face. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this hour. We thank you for this platform. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to pray unto you, for the opportunity to pour our heart out to you, for the opportunity, hallelujah, to bring you our soul cries, to direct our soul cries. We direct our soul cries to you. You are the only one, hallelujah, who is able to tend to every matter, big or little, complicated or easy, heavy or light. You are able. You are able to tend to even the incurable. You are the cure, the terminal. You are the answer. And so, God, we come to you. We come first humbling ourselves. We come first repenting. We come first, oh God, choosing to change the way we think about some things. And we invite you into that place of, God, any area where we are stubborn, any area where we are fixated, any area where we are steadfast, but steadfast in a way that is outside of your will for us, oh God. We ask that you, we invite you into that place. Any area where there is a stronghold, we invite you into that place to minister to us, to loose us, deliver us, heal us, help us, oh God. Help us in our thinking. Help us in the way we see the world. Help us in the way we move on this earth. Help us, oh God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for helping us. You are our Ebenezer, a stone of help, oh God. You are a God who sits high and looks low. And so, God, we just thank you. We invite you in every area. What areas of our life have we not invited you into? We invite you into the areas, even areas that we think, oh, we got it figured out. No, we invite you into that area. Lord God, show us where we haven't invited you into an area in our life. Show us, oh God, where we are moving and not acknowledging you, oh God, not considering what you say, oh God. Show us, Almighty God, with all the wisdom. Hallelujah. Show us, oh God, what area of our life, hallelujah, we are operating without you. God, I thank you. It is our desire to operate in the fullness of everything concerning us with you, not apart from you, Lord God. So we thank you just for that intimacy, oh God. We thank you for teaching us, Heavenly Father, how to include you in all of our matters, oh God. How to seek you first, seek your advice first, your counsel first, oh God. Yes, hallelujah. Even your expertise first, Heavenly Father. Resaya bakandia. Therapeutic advice first, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are setting you first. As scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, and all things will be added. God, we are seeking you first in this day, oh God. We're seeking you first. Hallelujah. Rabba katia rabu kurusaya. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, thank you. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, hallelujah, for teaching us how to seek you, revealing to us what it is that we're seeking, and what it is in the places that we are maybe moving out in a voided place. We're making decisions out from a voided place, oh God. We're making decisions and removing from a hurt place, oh God. We're making decisions and removing, and we're being influenced, oh God, from a past place, a regret place, oh God. I ask, Lord God, that you will minister in those areas, that you will heal us in those areas, that you will fill those areas, oh God, and that it will be no more we're operating out of the trauma, we're operating out of the rejection, we're operating out of what we did or what we didn't do. We're no more operating out of guilt. We're no more operating out of worry. We're no more operating out of stress. We're no more operating out of fear. No more operating out of insecurities. No more operating out of pride. No more operating out of a place of ego. No more are we operating out of a place of inadequacy. Oh God, we ask that we invite you into those areas. Those areas are dry areas where we need you to water us. Those areas are starving areas where we need you to feed us, oh God. Oh, those areas, Ayeshakoroyo, are famine areas, oh God, where we need you to rain on us, oh God. Lord God, clear out our eyes, oh God. Lord Jesus, thank you for making us aware, oh God, Rebasaya, of brokenness that we're operating out of, instead of inviting you into that broken place, hallelujah, for you to heal and repair, that we are operating out of you, that in you we live, and in you we move, and in you we have our being. Hallelujah, Rebokotia. God, in those stressful areas, I'm not operating out of the stressful area, making decisions, being dictated by the stress, but God, sovereign God, we invite you into those stressful places. Places, and it have you, hallelujah, karabasaya, take over, and it's you that influence us, in you that order our steps. Our steps be ordered from the Most High God, hallelujah, and not from rebasaya. Ukundia reba sandaraya, a place of self, a place of trying to figure it out. I thank you, God, for helping us in those areas of what we're trying to figure out, the areas where we are clueless, the areas where we are confused, the areas where maybe some of us just need to sit down in rest, sit down in quiet, sit down and invite God into to speak. Sit down and invite God in to talk as we listen. Sit down to consider something that we never considered before. To sit down and be still. And trust God in the midst of all the internal noise. God, we hand over all of the internal noise. God, we ask that you will come into the place where we have so much internal noise, so much internal monologues and dialogues, so much of internal replaying of things. God, may we consider one thing and one thing only. May we consider your truth. May we consider your word. May we consider, hallelujah, Rebakatia, your report. May we consider what you say. May we consider, hallelujah, the truth that comes from the place of dining and communing with you and praying and worshiping with you and having fellowship with you. Hallelujah, that from that place you give us a vision, you give us a dream. May that be the thing that we consider, even as I'm reminded that Abraham, he considered not the deadness of his body, nor the barrenness of Sarah's womb. Oh, Lord, help us to become aware of what we are meditating on and what we've been considering. Rebasaya, because if we're considering the dead things, we're considering, hallelujah, Rebasaya, the dry things, the lacking things, the broken things. We're considering the beaten things, the messed up things. If we're considering the past things, the past trauma things, if we're considering the wrong things, we're considering the things of what man said versus considering the things that you said. Oh, what's wrong with that picture? God, help us to consider what you say and not what man says. Hallelujah. Help us to consider, oh God, what you show us and not what we may see. Hallelujah. Still, resaya, that the situation still hasn't changed, but I'm not considering what I'm seeing, and I'm not considering what I'm feeling, and I'm not considering what I'm hearing, but that it aligns up with you, God, that you will be the hearing that we listen to, that you will be the feeling that we respond to, oh God, even in the faith, it may come with not a feeling, but it's just a faith. Let us have the faith, oh God. Let us consider the faith, oh God. Reba katia rabosia. Let us consider what you show us, oh God, knowing that there will be a time that what you show us and what you speak to us and what you cause us to feel will be faint, will be small, will be quiet, will be still in the things of the circumstance and the things of the situation and the things of the condition and the things of the feelings even and the things of the plague and the things of the affliction and the things of the problem. Rebasa taraya, reba kotoro bosotoro yorabasaya, robokotoro basitia, hasn't changed. Let us consider heaven. Help us to consider today and be encouraged by heaven. Holy Spirit, breathe on us and encourage us. Holy Spirit, breathe your breath of life. Holy Spirit, send a wind of encouragement. Oh, Holy Spirit, God, I thank you for reminding us that your strength is made perfect in our weakness. So in that weak place, Lord, minister. Lord, move. Lord, have your way. Oh, hallelujah. In that sick place, Lord, heal. Lord, mend. Lord, renew. Lord, breathe your breath of life. Lord, resaya senya angels. Lord, cover them with your blood. Oh, hallelujah, tarabosia. In that jobless place, that financially lacking place, God, Jehovah Jireh, move. Jehovah Jireh, touch us. Jehovah Jireh, make a way out of no way. May we respond obediently to the instructions. Hallelujah. Rebasaya. Heavenly Father, give us favor. Heavenly Father, make us even more responsible, more on time. Yes, more excellent in our ways, more excellent in our doings, more excellent in our speech, more excellent, hallelujah, in our word. That when we give our word, hallelujah, Rebasandaraya, we're not taking that word back, changing our mind. But when we commit to that, we stick to it, to God. Help us to be more excellent in our functioning, oh God. Help us to be more excellent in being on time. Help us to be more excellent in keeping our word. Help us to be more excellent, oh God. Rebasaya, yendaraya, as we walk selflessly. Yes, Lord. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, even right now, for sending your angels to minister to us. I don't know, but I feel like on this day, some of us need to be encouraged. I thank you for stirring in that place, oh God, where we are discouraged. Stir in that place where we are sad. Stir in that place where we are heavy, Lord God, weary, heavy laden. Stir in that place, oh God, and give us rest and give us peace. Oh God, move in that place. Oh God, let your spirit, let a spirit of joy brush up in against us, oh God. Let a spirit of hope come upon us, oh God. Let a spirit of faith come upon us, oh God. Oh yes, Lord God. Reba sandaraya. Even as I'm being reminded that as we are in this new year, but the new year hasn't started the way that we may have anticipated for some of us. God, I thank you for making yourself plain, making yourself real, making yourself tangible. Yes, you are real. You are the only living God. Move in our life. Move in that home. Move in that relationship. Move in that broken place. Move, hallelujah, in that discouraged place. Move in that depressed place. Move in that lonely place. Move, oh God, and shake up, oh God, anything that is not truth, that we have accepted a lie as a truth. Disturb that place, oh God. The places that are disturbing us, heaven, we ask that you will rain down and disturb it. The places and the things that are plaguing us, Lord, we ask that you will plague it and come against it, oh God. And Thank you that you are fighting our battles, those financial battles, housing battles, relational battles. Rebasaya bokotia rebasaya. Thank you, God. Job battles, whatever the battle is, physical battle, mental battle. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are a God. You are Jehovah Gabor. You are the Lord of hosts. Anything that's coming against to plague, God, I thank you that you are fighting it. And also, I thank you, oh God, that for giving us a spirit of endurance. Give us your spirit to endure, to persevere, to not try to get out the fire. Yes, faster than what you are intended to use the fire to refine us, oh God. Help us to endure, oh God. Lord Jesus, some of us are in a place of testing, a place of trial. What is it you want us to learn in this space? What is it you're teaching us? Oh, how to trust you and not lean on our own understanding. Oh, how to walk by faith and what it is to walk by faith when we don't see it. Any signs of what you have spoken to us, God? What is it? A refining of our character? What is it that you're teaching us? How to love? How to be patient? What is it that you are teaching us? How to be, how to encourage another even when we are discouraged? How to minister and help another even when we need help ourselves? Ah, what is it, oh God, that you're trying to teach us in this place, oh God? Some of us in a place. What is it? How to run to you, listen and follow your voice? How to make sure that I'm not operating from a place of being wise in my own eyes? Oh Lord, what is it that you're trying to teach us? What is it that you're trying? How to, you're trying to draw us closer to you? Yes, God, that you're using this thing, this opposition as an instrument to draw us closer to you. Oh, Lord, what is it, Heavenly Father? Because your word lets us know in James 1, to count it all joy when we find ourselves in diverse temptations, various trials. For we know this, that the trying of our faith worketh patience, and let patience have its perfect work. Oh, is patience having its work? Is patience being worked right now that we may be mature and complete, lacking nothing? Is it that you want us to be mature and complete? And is it that maybe the thing that's seemingly depleting us, you're using as an instrument to complete us? Oh, God, that we may be mature and complete, lacking nothing. Yes, God, we want to operate out of the mature and complete place, lacking nothing place. Well, oh God, help us to not act out of the lacking place, but rather operate out of the lacking nothing place. Yes, God, I thank you. In declare and decree, we are lacking nothing. It may seem like, feel like, look like, sound like, smell like we are lacking. But God, if you say, Jehovah Ra, our shepherd, you say we lack nothing, then I'm going to take hold of that. And I lack nothing. And I speak to the areas of lack. Ah, hallelujah. And I speak to the areas of a lack from a place of looking at you, from a place of my eyes being set on you. Help us, oh God, to have our eyes set on you and then speak to those things that are not as though they are. God, thank you. I thank you, oh God. I thank you for how you're reconciling. Yes, I thank you for how you're reconciling. I thank you how you're restoring. I thank you for how you're repairing. I thank you for how you're knitting together, divinely connecting. I thank you for how you're divinely orchestrating. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for how you're divinely aligning us. Yes, in this year, in this month, in this hour, in this day, in this time, we thank you, oh God, for how you are resurrecting the dead things, the dormant things, the things that seem like it's just dead and gone and buried and done. I thank you, oh God, hallelujah, Rebasaya, for how you are doing it exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever ask, think, or imagine. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for operating in that place, moving in that place, breathing in that place, performing your miracles in that place where it's been a long time, where we've been waiting a long time, where it in that place where it grew worse. Yes. Oh God, we thank you. Rebo Sondreya. We thank you, oh God, for your hand, your instruction, your word in that hard place, in that bitter place, yes, in that angry place, yes, God, hallelujah, in that needing place, in that mourning place, in that moaning place, groaning place, grumbling place, a hungry place, God. God, yes, Holy Spirit, I believe that you're bringing it up, you're calling attention to it, is because you're doing something in that place. Yes, God, I thank you. I'm just even being reminded, hallelujah, how you moved in the Marah place, that bitter place when the waters were bitter for the children of Israel, or even when Naomi grew bitter because of a life with losing her husband and her sons, and returning back to her hometown in a worse, in a state worse than when she left out. God, and you were the only one to do a miracle, to do the unthinkable, to do the impossible, to do the unseen. God, this is the same God that we serve today, and you are able. And so, God, I thank you. Only you know how to take that bitter place and turn it into a sweet place. Only you know how, hallelujah, Rebasaya, to take that heavy place and give us a light place. Only you know how to take that mourning place and give us an oil of joy, that ashes place and give us beauty, that impossible place and do the impossible, that barren place and bring forth life, that dry place, Karesandaraya, and create a river, a stream, a waterfall. Come on, somebody. Only you know how. Only you know how to take that troubled place. That if it's not one thing, it's another place. Only you know how to take that place and move and bless us with blessing upon blessing upon blessing. Only you know how. Ooh, only you know how. Only you know how. Only you are able. There's no one else who is able to say, is there anything too hard for me? There's no one else who can say, there is nothing too hard for me. And we thank you that it is you that we are cleaving to. It's you who we are reaching out to. It's you who we are calling to. It's you who we are praying to. Yes, the God of nothing too hard for me. And so, Father God, I thank you. No matter how barren, how shut up it is, how Rebasaya Kandaraya rejected we have been. Oh, no matter how, God, only you. Only you. Only you. And so, Lord, we're going to trust you. We're going to choose to hold on to you. We're going to choose to follow you. We're going to choose to obey you. We're going to choose to give our lives, turn our lives over to you. We're going to choose to deny ourselves. We're going to choose to take up our cross. We're going to choose to follow you. Well, we're going to choose, hallelujah, rasaya, to please you. We're going to choose to starve even our flesh. For the sake of Rebasaya, for the sake of pleasing you. Yes, God, we thank you. We're going to choose. May our choosing be well. May we choose well. May we choose well. May we choose out of a sound mind place, Lord. May we choose out of the mind of Christ. And not out of our double-mindedness. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord, may we choose out of the mind of Christ. Lord, deliver us from that double-mindedness and that double-minded spirit and give us the mind of Christ. Mind of Christ. The sound mind. A peaceful mind. May we get respite in our minds. God, thank you. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Crowning us. We put on the helmet of salvation right now. In the breastplate of righteousness. Gird our waist with the belt of truth. Shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Thank you for crowning us with glory and honor. Given us ears to hear, eyes to see, a heart to understand, a soul that thirsts for you. Oh, Lord, thank you for the mind of Christ. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you that even out of the mind of Christ, I hear the Lord of having more gratitude, spending more time in thankfulness, spending more time in seeing. And Lord, give us the, remove the plank out of our eye that we can begin to see how you are moving and how you are are blessing us and how you are providing and how you are answering and how you are present. It reminds me that when God, when Jesus was on the boat with the disciples, here we go, Holy Spirit. The disciples saw the storm and reacted out of seeing the storm. And not seeing Jesus. They ran to Jesus. But what would that have looked like if they saw Jesus over the storm instead of the storm? What are we so focused on wanting to happen or wanting to change or wanting to be fixed that we're missing Jesus everywhere else, or seeing him in the process of, seeing him in the baby steps, seeing him in the little, seeing him in the mundane, seeing him in the place that we weren't even looking, weren't even considering. Thank you that in the mind of Christ, I'm giving thanks. Everything may not be the way I want it. But Lord, I'm going to thank you. Help us to thank you. Help us to thank you, God. Help us to thank you. Help us to count our blessings instead of counting our problems. Help us to count our blessings instead of counting the worry. Help us to count the blessings instead of counting the pain. Help us to count our blessings instead of counting our fears. Help us to count our blessings, Rabasaya, instead of counting what we don't have. Help us to count our blessings and instead of counting what we want to change. And help us to count our blessings instead of counting how many prayers we have in queue and have in waiting and have unanswered. Oh, Lord, help us. Help us, oh God. Change us, Heavenly Father. Transform us. Let the spirit of gratitude overtake us. Marinate us. Rest on our tongue. Rest on our minds. Rest on our thoughts. Rest on our eyes. Oh, yes. Rest on our ears. Oh, God, yes. And you know what I see? I see that making us more of the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Yes, that we are affecting change in every environment in every atmosphere we go into in a positive way. Lord, help us to flow. This is from the mind of Christ. Flow in a place of gratitude. That gratitude, it does influence our altitude. It causes us to go higher and see from a different perspective. Yes, God. Thank you for influence. Let us be influenced by gratitude today. A spirit of gratitude. Let a spirit of gratitude. Let us be full off of gratitude. Like drink the cup of gratitude. Drunk off of gratitude, yes. Then that makes us a miracle in someone's life, a blessing in someone's life. Hallelujah, the miracle, the answer. Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you. Lord, we thank you today. And so, Lord, we spend the rest of these minutes with you, thanking you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for hearing us. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for moving on our behalf. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the answer. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. Yep. We thank you. We thank you. Just say thank you. Thank you. You know what? Thank you. In spite of whatever's going on, thank you. In spite of what's coming against me, thank you. In spite of what's weighing us down, thank you. Resa yangandiria, rokondia rabasaya. In spite of the problem, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In spite of whatever we are feeling, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. It just really sets me in a place in the book of Acts. Peter, he was bound in jail unjustly, facing death. Facing death. Reading in the scripture. In the book of Acts, I don't have the exact chapter right now because I wasn't planning on speaking of this, but he was sleeping. He was sleeping in the prison, facing the things that he was facing. He was sleeping in the prison, and then the angel came. The reason why I bring it up is because the Holy Spirit is making me aware that we can flow in that spirit of gratitude, that it completely changed the way we respond, the way we move. Amen. And instead of things dictating to us, we're dictating to it. Come on, somebody. Oh, shut up. Rebasaya. Mm-hmm. It's the same with Paul and Silas. We all know it. Or most of us know it, or some of us know it. Okay, maybe one of us know it. I should not assume that we all know it. In the book of Acts, again, hallelujah. I believe it's, okay, so listen, look at God. I just opened my Bible to go to the, to go to Paul and Silas, and I see it's Acts chapter 12, where the angel of the Lord frees Peter. Supernatural. Mm-hmm. And the place of us flowing in gratitude, us flowing in the place of oneness with the Holy Spirit, we see things come to pass, happen supernaturally. And then we keep moving through the book of Acts, and in Acts chapter 16, yes, here we go. We see Paul and Silas again bound, beaten unjustly, unfairly. They're not considering the injustice of the thing. They're not considering the unfairness of the thing. They're not considering, God, how did you and why did you allow? They are praising God. Rebasakandaraya. They are praising the Lord. Hallelujah. And at that midnight hour, they are praising God. And then the supernatural takes place. The foundations shake, and they are loose from the bound place. What happens when we dive into the pool of gratitude and become drenched in gratitude, that no longer is our situation or the circumstances dictating to us, but we are dictating to it. And so we dictate a posture of gratitude, a continual posture of prayer, a continual posture of trusting the Lord and leaning not on our own understanding. Let us go from this place in gratitude. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. And in the Hebrew tongue, Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you. In Jesus' name. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.